Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. I want to thank especially our members of the press. We think this is a really important day. And just somewhat coincidentally, but maybe not ironically, today is the 100th day celebration of President Trump and our administration. We have a really important thing to talk about today, and you'll get to hear very quickly from the incredible people standing behind me. No one more incredible than the Maude family. But before I turn it over to Charles and Heather and their beautiful children, a couple of quick top points to be made. 11 days ago, Americans came together to mark the 250th anniversary of a fight for freedom that continues to this day. The commemorations of Lexington and Concord are not mere memorials of a bygone time. The Minutemen, who were farmers and townsmen alike, did not bear arms for causes irrelevant to us now. They were content to be citizens, but they fought because they refused to be subjects. And having exhausted their appeals to an insensible king and a contemptuous parliament across many long years, they knew that only one appeal remained, the appeal to heaven. The arbitrary quality of royal government, its claim of unlimited power, and its wholesale willingness to destroy the lives and the livelihoods of all who opposed it, even in the slightest respect, was precisely what made it so abhorrent. Our forefathers won the revolution to rid themselves of it, and in that sense, to oppose it is the most American thing imaginable. To perpetuate and pursue it, on the other hand, to assert that government unaccountable to the people nevertheless possesses the prerogative to rule and ruin the people is the most un-American thing imaginable. It is precisely what America exists to defy, to prevent, and every day to fight against. This un-American sentiment, this claim to the right to rule without recourse, is also precisely the prerogative that some bureaucrats under the Biden regime decided to assert, and their targets were an innocent and unimpeachable American farm and ranch family, the Maudes of South Dakota, who join us here today. This family, targeted solely over what should have been a minor civil dispute over grazing rights on 25 acres of public land, was prosecuted, credibly threatened with jail sentences so extreme that they were told to find alternatives to raise their young children. Charles and Heather Maude live on a fifth-generation family farm in Pennington County, South Dakota, close to Mount Rushmore. There, they farm 400 acres. They raise about 250 head of cattle and about 40 sows. 25 acres of their property touched upon the Buffalo Gap National Grasslands, which is administered by the U.S. Forest Service. The Forest Service allowed them an informal agreement for their cattle to graze for decades, and the family assumed that a process was underway to clearly survey and establish the boundaries. But that didn't happen. The Biden administration criminally charged the Maude family for theft of government property. And for too long, for years now, they have endured a torturous legal process and suffered as victims of the Biden regime's reckless lawfare. Just imagine a government that would be willing to de facto orphan American children over a mere dispute of 25 acres of land. The men of Lexington and Concord knew what sort of government was like, knew what that sort of government was like, and they knew what to do about it. The Maude family, too, faced with destructions at the hand of the state, made their appeal to heaven, and Providence answered. Thanks to the leadership and the unequivocal and bold leadership of President Trump, and his directive to put Americans first, we have the pleasure to announce that the criminal prosecution of the Maudes is now over. They will not be driven from their home, they will not be jailed, they will not be fined, and their children will grow up with the mother and the father they love and who love them. In our rejoicing, we must also find resolution The prosecution of the Mods should never have happened. And the fact that it did is, in the words of Thomas Jefferson, a great farmer himself, it is a fire bell in the night. We must awaken to what it means that this appeal and recourse were even necessary at all. We must understand what it signifies that an American family has suffered what the Mods have suffered. It means there is a spirit of rule within our federal bureaucracy. It is an arrogance that forgets that the law is there to serve the people and not the people to serve the law. It is a vicious sentiment that sees Americans as subjects, not as citizens. It is, in short, the timeless enemy of Americans and free men everywhere in any time. Today, we are gathered to celebrate the passage of the Maud family from the straits to which they never should have been subjected to or could have ever even imagined. For them, we wish them well. They deserve their reprieve, and they deserve this peace. I want to thank the Maud's attorneys, especially my friend Brett Tolman, who has represented the family pro bono and has committed to do so for any farmer or rancher in need moving forward. But hopefully, he won't need to do that because, working across the Trump administration, we will ensure that all similar Biden-era prosecutions against law-abiding Americans are immediately addressed. We are ending regulation by prosecution in America and investigating how and why this wrongful prosecution of an American ranching family ever occurred in the first place. We are excited to announce this morning that USDA, right now at this moment, is launching a portal at usda.gov for all American farmers, ranchers, and producers who are subject to the similar egregious lawfare from the Biden administration. We will work with our counterparts, including my great colleague, Secretary Kristi Noem, and others across the Trump government to address any other government overreach in situations like this. We must ensure that our farmers and our ranchers have not and will not be targeted for living the American way of life. I also want to thank the incredible patriots behind me, many of whom you'll be hearing from quickly in just a second. Homeland Security Kristi Noem, of course, the former governor of South Dakota. Governor Rodin from South Dakota in with us today. Senator Mike Rounds, Representative Dusty Johnson, and Representative Harriet Hageman, all, each of whom has spent a huge amount of time and passion and effort to help this family. And for that, I thank them. Right now, I want to introduce the family, Charles and Heather Maud. I also want to introduce, as I mentioned, their pro bono, their attorney, Brett Tolman. Charles is a fifth generation rancher and farmer from South Dakota, fifth generation. When he was 17, he bought the land from his grandfather when he was 17. He is a graduate, a proud graduate, Kristi, of South Dakota State University. As I mentioned, a cattle, sow, and row crop farmer, and truly one of the greatest Americans that you will ever meet, alongside his incredible wife, Heather, and their two children, 9-year-old and 11-year-old, Kennedy and Lyle. Thank you all. Please help me welcome the incredible Maud family.
My name is Kennedy Maud.
My name is Lyle Maud.
I'm Charles Maud, and I just thank all of you for being here today and all that you've done to help us. I'll let my wife speak.
Do you want to say a few words, Brett?
I'll say it after
you. Okay. Thank you all for being here. My name is Heather Maud. I am the officially elected spokesman by these three. We would like to thank you all for being here. We would like to thank the people behind us for being here. Secretary Rollins, Secretary Noem, Dusty Johnson, Larry Rodin, and Mike Rounds from the state of South Dakota, and Harriet Hageman. We are incredibly grateful to the Trump administration and all of these key players that have done so much so quickly relative to what we were facing before to get us where we are today. And I would just like to take a moment to briefly reiterate a bit of what Brooke said. We are both fifth-generation farmers and ranchers. Our families have a combined 250-plus years in production agriculture. We paused briefly in that pursuit in our grandfather's generation when both of my grandfathers fought in World War II, and Charles's great-grandmother is a four-star war mom, meaning that four of her sons went to war, and all four went home. But before and after fighting for the freedoms of this nation, we have pursued our primary passion that led Charles and I to find each other, which is production agriculture. And when this hit, it hit at the heart and soul of our place that has been in Charles' family since 1910. They came to the area in 1907 and purchased the adjoining property in 1910 and have managed it without issue and with great care since. And when this unnecessary grievance came to our family, we knew that we were innocent of any wrongdoing, and we sought to find a resolution, and that was not forthcoming from the other side. So again, I'm going to list some people that we've worked with the most directly, but I know there are a great many others behind the scenes, and we appreciate all of that help. We have my press gals that initially broke this when we could not speak. We have Carrie Stadheim, editor of Tri-State Livestock News, Rachel Gable, assistant editor of The Fence Post, and Mariah Tibbetts, who is not with those publications anymore, but did quite a bit of editing behind the scenes. Keely Covello with American Unwon, and it kind of grew from there. I've listed several of the people behind me. We also have Karen Bud Phelan, who is currently serving as the Department of Interior Associate Deputy Secretary. We had members of RCAF were the first ones to come and view the allotment, and Shad Sullivan picked up quite a bit of press for us on this and has really helped. We have Ethan Lane, Senior Vice President of Governor Affairs within CBA, who is instrumental and really helped us get this going right off the bat. Caitlin Glover, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council, who I'm very fortunate to have known for a number of years and who has just been by our side from day one, and we appreciate that. Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation, South Dakota Stock Growers Association. Our South Dakota State Representative Liz May brought 15 state legislative people and elected officials here the first weekend of April to view the allotment, and they have done a great deal of work since. We appreciate all of their efforts on our behalf. I want to thank my mom and dad, and I'd like to thank Charles' parents too. Our neighbors who stood up for us at the threat of retribution to their own operations that they still face until we get this completely resolved. And we are so thankful for the efforts that are being rolled out today to help make progress in the right direction. And everyone else who wrote, who contributed financially, and who prayed for us. May God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless American agriculture. Thank you.
I'll just say real quickly, facts and law become very, very important, obviously. Many people don't know that the Mauds were on this land even before the Forest Service existed. Just think about that aspect of it. I'm honored to fight for them. I hope that I don't have more clients that are in this situation, but what Secretary Rollins said is true. We want to represent farmers and ranchers that are going through this. There is nothing more devastating than watching the criminal law used to actually hammer a family or an individual. We all saw what happened with President Trump, and we all saw his reaction to that. But what you may not have noticed was he realized that this is how the law is now being abused, is it's targeting individuals and going after them when they don't have criminal intent. I want to thank the president for going through that, and for also the mandate to all of us to find those instances in which we can help bring justice to those that don't have a voice. Thank you, Secretary Rollins.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Brett. At this point, it's my great honor to welcome to the podium Secretary Kristi Noem, of course, our Secretary of Homeland Security, but former governor of South Dakota, and herself a farmer and a rancher. So, Secretary Noem, what an honor to have you here.
Well, good morning. It's so wonderful to be with all of you, and what an honor to be here to see justice come for this family. Charles and Heather and Lyle and Kennedy have literally been through hell. They have been threatened with not just their livelihoods, but their freedom by the Biden administration, and today that is rectified. And it's rectified because of the leadership of President Trump and an advocate and a fearless fighter in Secretary Rollins. I'm so grateful to her for listening and for taking action when others refused to do so. I first wrote a letter to the Biden administration and to Secretary Vilsack over a year ago about this issue and the prosecution of the Maud family. Asked him to look into it, to stop the persecution, to give them the freedom to operate their land like so many had before them for many generations. That letter was completely ignored. I followed up with several phone calls, spoke directly to Secretary Vilsack about it, and he completely ignored our pleas for justice. Listen, I know I'm a farmer and rancher of many generations, and land is everything to farmers and ranchers. It's our legacy, it's what we leave our kids. In fact, I've always believed that God might just love farmers and ranchers a little bit more. Because if you look at scripture, it talks over and over and over again about sowing and reaping and the harvest and cattle on a thousand hills. And in this country, we recognize that food policy is a national security issue. We have many farmers and ranchers out on our land because it is important that we always be able to feed ourselves in the United States of America, that we don't have one person or one country controlling our food supply. Therefore, we have policies in place and families in place like the Mauds to protect our food supply so we can continue to be free and under the vision that our founders gave us with the greatest experiment in human history, which is the United States of America. So I'm so grateful to this family for their strength. I'm grateful for Brett for his work in defending them and doing so to save them a little bit of dollars that they could continue to put into their operation and raise their family. I'm so disgusted by the Biden administration that they would do this and persecute a family and threaten to take their children away from them just because they wanted to be political and they wanted to do a land grab of land that never belonged to them to begin with. In South Dakota, our motto has always been "Under God, the people rule." And I hope this country remembers that, that we aren't controlled by a federal government that should attack people and prosecute them criminally. We aren't controlled even by leaders at the state or local level. The power was given in our Constitution to the people, and that we should always respect that and recognize that many of the rights that were done under the last administration can be fixed and are being fixed every single day because of leaders like Secretary Rollins, because of her hard work in listening and understanding the challenges that are out there, and because President Trump is in the White House and he's bold and he's fearless and he's taking action on so many of these things. So thank you to the Lieutenant Governor that is now the Governor of South Dakota for his discussions in this the whole way along. He was constantly giving me updates on what he heard about the Maud family and how they were suffering. He brought it to my attention when we first heard about the prosecution, discussed it many times, and was supportive of the letters that were written and the calls that were made as well. And so I thank him for his leadership and the others that are serving in Congress behind me, Dusty Johnson, Senator Rounds, Harriet Hickman. They've just been fantastic and unified in making sure that we saw the right thing get done today, and we'll continue fighting for our nation's farmers and ranchers. God bless you.
Speaking of the governor of South Dakota, I've talked to a lot of people over the last few weeks about this case, but no one more than Governor Rodin. So certainly appreciate his diligence on this issue and the conversations we had many, many times, and getting to this point, himself a farmer and a rancher, Governor Rodin of South Dakota.
Well, good morning. It's an honor to be alongside Secretary Rollins and the Maud family. The Maud family has been put through hell by the overreaching federal government. And today, we restore sanity, we restore fairness and justice, and we send a clear message to the American people that this administration stands with you. The federal government threatened the Mauds with up to $250,000 fine and 10 years in prison, all for working the land to put food on the table for the American people. Here in Washington, we're about 1,500 miles away from their home ranch. And that doesn't, so it doesn't strike too close to home for a lot of people, but it strikes close to home for me. My ranch is about 70 miles from their ranch on land that my family has ranched for generations. And their ranch has been in their hands for a number of generations. I have spent my entire career in public service fighting for property rights, for freedom from government intrusion, and for a government that follows common sense. 7 years ago, a lifelong farmer and rancher became governor, and she picked me as her lieutenant governor. Of course, that was Kristi Noem. As far as we know, we're the first governor, lieutenant governor that were farmer ranchers, possibly in the history of the nation. And we went immediately to work for the farmers and ranchers of South Dakota. So when the Maude situation came up over a year ago, we went to work. We did our work quietly so we could be effective. Governor Noem asked Secretary Vilsack to back off, and we never publicized that. It wasn't about picking a fight with the Biden administration, and it wasn't about chasing headlines. It was about delivering real results for Charles and Heather Maude. Unfortunately, Secretary Vilsack, President Biden ignored our pleas. But that all changed in November. President Trump was elected by the American people, and he chose my friend Kristi Noem to be his Secretary of Homeland Security. And he chose Brooke Rollins to be the Secretary of Agriculture. And I rose to the office of Governor of South Dakota. It was less than a month after that, I visited DC and met with Trump administration officials. And I met Secretary Rollins, and I was immediately impressed. And I think we hit it off. We started talking about the Maude situation. We talked about the Biden administration's unjust and unfair prosecution. After that, we had several conversations and about what could be done, and we kept it quiet, just like Governor Noem and I did a year ago, and then Secretary Rollins went to work. Both last year and this year, the Maudes had a governor of South Dakota who was advocating for them. Both Governor Noem and myself were chasing results, not headlines. But there was a key difference. Now we have a Secretary of Agriculture and a president who recognizes the proper role of government. So the Maudes get to leave today free. So thank you again, Secretary Rollins, for your common sense decision making and for taking steps to make sure this sort of thing can't happen again. And thank you to Secretary Noem for trusting me as your running mate and for advancing this issue last year. And I want to say especially thank you to the Maude family. We know what you've been put through, but we want to thank you for the tough work that only a fellow rancher can truly understand. And thank you for being strong and steadfast and resilient like the West River ranch land that you and your family have ranched for generations. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Governor. Senator Mike Rounds, former governor of South Dakota himself, the governors are the guardians at the gate, I often say. Also former state senator, one of his highest priorities is protecting our farmers and ranchers, and there is no greater advocate here in Washington than the senator. So thank you, Senator Rounds, for being here.
Thank you. Look, I want to be very brief today. This isn't about us. This is about a family from South Dakota who was unfairly and unjustly persecuted by the federal government. We could see it plain as day over a year ago. And this isn't the first case that we've seen like this. Persecuted by the federal government. We could see it plain as day over a year ago. And this isn't the first case that we've seen like this. It's happened before to people we know, people we're friends and neighbors with, people that we care about. This needs to stop. I sincerely thank President Trump, Secretary Rollins, Attorney General Bondi for righting this wrong. You're delivering for the people of South Dakota, and we thank you for that. Now I look forward to rooting out every single bad actor in these federal agencies who use their position to go after private citizens. We need to follow up on this case, hold any and all bad actors to account, and make sure that it never happens again. If you're a bad actor, you don't belong in a position of power. If process and procedures need to change, we can help with that. Sign me up. Again, our goal should be for this to never, ever happen again, which is why I've introduced legislation that creates a formal mediation process for land boundary disputes between landowners and the Forest Service. You know, this should be common sense, but in a broken Washington, D.C., it'll probably take an act of Congress. And finally, I do want to thank one more person. That's Jim Selcher on my staff. He's a West River Cowboy, and he worked tirelessly on this case. He never let us forget about it. He was there from the beginning. He's a friend to these folks. He's a neighbor to these folks. He goes to church with these folks. He lit up my phone, my texts, and my email at all hours of the day. And I'm really, really thankful to have such a good team to help us take care of people. So I want to say thanks again to Jim, and I want to thanks to the Maud family for persevering through this. This should never, ever happen again in America. Thank you.
Congressman Dusty Johnson, he is here with us as well, member of the House Ag Committee and specifically representing the Maud family. Congressman Johnson, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are indeed bad men and bad women in this world, those who conduct acts of evil in the darkness. I think we would all want a federal government that would prioritize the prosecution of those villains. What kind of an administration, what kind of a government instead prosecutes Charles and Heather Maud? They have been remarkable. After I talked to Charles at Dakota Fest, I walked away and said to his staffer, it is amazing how calm he is in the eye of the hurricane, how resolute he is. The Mauds have had an intestinal fortitude. They knew, maybe because of their faith, that if they continued to work on this, that better days were ahead. Success has many fathers and mothers, and indeed a lot of very great people have been gathered. But I also, I've got to say something about Harriet. For a year, almost not a month has gone by where Harriet and I haven't been talking about this, because she has a passion. This has been her career work, making sure that the federal government does not overstep its bounds. And to Chairman Westerman and Chairman Jordan, who also joined with us in lending their voices, their phone calls, their pens to this effort. I want to thank Secretary Rollins. I want to thank Secretary Noem. I want to thank President Donald Trump. Elections have consequences. And so today is a good day. And I just, from the bottom of my heart, want to apologize to Charles and Heather and their family. And I want to thank them for their persistence.
Our final speaker, speaking of Congressman Hegeman, who has just been so relentless on this and is a true warrior, from the neighboring state of Wyoming, defender of Wyoming landowners' constitutional right to own and manage private property, no greater warrior than the amazing Harriet. And then press will take questions as soon as she finishes. Harriet.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for being here. Charles and Heather, Lyle and Kennedy, we are all so glad to have you here on this beautiful day for civil liberty. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And boy, was this an abuse of power. This case was a clear example of the dangers of unelected bureaucrats with far too much power, weaponizing the full force of the federal government against a small family operation that has been in place for generations. The last 4 years brought the misuse of federal law enforcement powers against the American people. The Mauds experienced this, having an armed rogue agent show up on their doorstep, never having been given any kind of indication that there was cause for concern. The agent had complete disregard for the decades-long relationship between the Mauds family and the agency, and used his role in an unconstitutional effort to make felons out of farmers. But gone are the days of a government working against the people. Under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump, and those individuals he surrounded himself with, like Secretary Rollins and Attorney General Bondi, we now, once again, have a government of, by, and for the people. Within his first 100 days in office, the president has addressed and resolved multiple measures taken by the last administration to prosecute hardworking Americans. President Trump knows firsthand the catastrophic implications of lawfare imposed by an overreaching government, and actions like this show that business as usual is no more. Charles and Heather, I want to commend you. You are an example of what real America is all about. When everything was being thrown at you, you stayed the course and kept the faith. You continued to tend to your fields, care for your livestock, and raise your children, even though the future was completely unknown and seemingly bleak. Your integrity and tenacity are an example for all of us, and I hold you in the highest regard. Secretary Watt Rawlins, you have been wonderful to work with, and your vision for a farmer-first approach is one we can all get behind. I look forward to working with you to continue to ensure private property rights, address the needs of rural states like mine, and continue to work with you to make rural America thrive. Thank you again for having me here today, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Okay, we're happy to answer any questions. Thank you all. Yes, sir. Yes, well, as
Scott Adam, Flake Family Media, North and South Dakota.
Thank you. Oh, great to see you again. Yes, sir. I think that this is one of the main reasons. First of all, I wanted to do this event today, and we're headed over, Secretary Noem and I, to a cabinet meeting in about an hour. If the president gives us the opportunity, which usually he does, then I plan to talk about this case during the cabinet meeting as well. I think that they are one of, unfortunately, many that is facing and that are facing these sort of reckless consequences from their own government. And I believe what President Trump, with Secretary Noem, our entire cabinet, what we represent is a new day in Washington and returning the power to the people as our founders envisioned. And what happened to the Maud family goes directly to the heart and the soul of what and who we represent and what we're doing in America. So yes, those conversations are ongoing with our friends across the cabinet. Of course, I'm very focused on farmers and ranchers, but this is for all Americans that have been treated unfairly by their government. The waters of the United States, Lee Zeldin is looking at that right now, our friend over at EPA. We're hopefully going to be working very closely together. As I mentioned, at USDA.gov, we've opened up a portal to begin to take these stories and begin to take action. Secretary Noem, I'd love any thoughts you might have on that as well.
Yes, I think that's what's so important about what President Trump and Secretary Rawlins are doing right now, and especially by telling the story of the Maud family and their testimony. What it does is it raises awareness for every farmer and rancher out there that has been persecuted. They're not the only ones. That there is help available, that they have a president that understands and respects the rule of law and the Constitution, and that they even have lawyers who will work for them pro bono to make sure that they can get relief for it. That if you reach out to leaders in Washington, D.C. now, that you will get answers, people will pick up the phone, and that they will respond to you. What was shocking to me under the Biden administration is how they just ignored the American people. If they weren't ignoring them, they were trying to lock them up and put them in jail and throw the key away. I have letters in my Department of Homeland Security from senators, from congressmen, from people that didn't get responded to for 4 years. Not even a response of a form letter was sent back to them answering their questions or bringing any transparency to government. So I hope that the Mauds will be proud of the fact that while they were persecuted, that at least it's a game changer for somebody else in this country, that we have rectified what has been wrong in this country for so many years, and that we have new leadership that understands what is important. You know, many times people have talked about challenges and hardships, and I would say they're difficult to get through, but they make you stronger, and they make you more aware, and they educate you. I hope this family will be able to be stronger each and every day because of what they went through and continue to use it to tell their story so it never happens to another ranching family again.
Amen. Well said. Next question.
Hi, Tony Kennett, Daily Signal. Quick question on, I know you guys talked about the portal for ongoing situations where the Biden administration prosecuted American landowners. Do you guys see a process in the future, either through an audit or some type of investigation, into prior cases handled by the federal government? Many individuals may think that their case is already lost, they're not ready to, you know, submit something through the portal. Anything to review past? past cases of government bureaucracy overreach?
In the first Trump administration, we took a good look at that, and I am quite sure that every minute of every day that Christie and I and our colleagues in the cabinet, and we're serving President Trump and Vice President Vance and the American people, that we will never let up on doing what is right. And I believe that's also a backward-looking view as well. So, yes.
The senator mentioned that that he was looking at legislation, but is there something that the Forest Service can do already before you even have to have legislation to try to handle disputes like this? And if I could also have a follow-up for yes. Secretary Noem, how do you feel about your protection from the Secret Service given what happened with the incident at the restaurant recently in Washington? I'm Evan Perez for CNN.
Look, here's the deal. If this was in South Dakota, common sense would just say you sit down and figure out whether or not the fence line is right. This is not complicated.
Yeah.
So you work your way through it. Neighbors would do this on a regular basis. If you thought you were in the wrong spot, or you had a survey that had been done 100 years ago and you needed to update it, or perhaps a creek had changed direction, or anything along that line at all, common sense would say you come on in, you sit down, you work your way through it. I meant that when I said this should not take an act of Congress. I don't think during this administration, with the approach that President Trump has taken, I don't think you're going to find him out going after farmers and ranchers because of a boundary dispute. I think what you will find during this administration is one where they sit down and they work their way through it. Whether it's because of an issue surrounding a waterway or because of a meandering creek or anything along that line at all. But this is the time in which you fix it so that when future generations have to deal with this kind of thing with a different attitude in an administration, that they know that there is a process in place that protects their rights. There's a process in place so you don't have the threat of a criminal prosecution over a land boundary dispute. It shouldn't take an act of Congress, but in this case, in Washington, D.C., it probably will.
And let me just address very quickly the Forest Service. We are under a significant reform analysis and reorganization, and so news will be coming out on that soon. But let me just say quickly, and then I'll turn it over to Secretary Noem, that the leadership of the Forest Service, in fact, many of the careers, all of the careers that I've met with, our firefighters, our wildfire firefighters on the front line, we have tens of thousands of Forest Service employees here at USDA. And to a person, the ones that I have met have been hardworking and patriotic, and I'm so proud of that team that works to keep our countries and our forests safe. But as we have learned here in Washington, certainly under Trump 1, again under Trump 2, is that there are a lot of rogue bureaucrats, and the administrative state is ruling way too much of America right now, and that is what President Trump has tasked us to fix, and that is what we will fix.
You know what I would say about the Forest Service and the Biden administration is they did not have to take this action. They chose to take this aggressive persecution of this family to the extent that they did. There are already provisions in law that allow the Forest Service to resolve this and could have given the Maud family the land that their family has been on for generations without a fight like this, without a persecution like this. So this was a purposeful attack on their family and their freedom and their livelihood that, thank goodness, because of a new administration, we don't have anymore today. As in regards to your question, we have Sean Curran, who's the new director of Secret Service, who I have full faith and trust in. And I would also say that my experience was just a little bit of what the American people have been living with for years. The American people have been living in communities where they've been victimized by illegal criminal aliens, and the perpetrators of the crime against me had done this dozens of times to people across this country over and over and over again from city to city. I'm thankful they're off the streets. I'm thankful that they're now going to face the punishment for their crimes, and it gives me new motivation and the president new motivation every day to continue to do the work that we're doing, and that is cleaning up America and making sure that we're getting it safe again for the families who live here.
One quick thing, I hope it isn't lost on the press especially, that while we're standing here with a fifth generation rancher with their two young children who are great Americans who've never done anything wrong, that the Biden administration was working, actively working to put in prison while at the same time many of those same elected officials on the other side are actively working to get out of prison gang members, illegal aliens, et cetera. We are not the same, and I think that's an important point to make today. Yes, sir, on the end.
Hey there. Luke Barr with ABC News. For Secretary Noem, you're the former governor, you're a rancher. I guess, what does this mean to you that the charges against this family were dropped? And then if I can, the Pakistani government says they arrested an ISIS suspect linked to the New Orleans Day terrorist attack. Can you talk to us a little bit about what the foreign nexus to the suspect is and if they'll come to the U.S. to face charges?
Well, I don't want to speak specifics on that investigation that's still ongoing, but yes, this is someone who's tied to those New Year Day's attack that happened in New Orleans, and we're grateful that this investigative work continues to go on every single day to bring these terrorists to justice. You know, President Trump, since he's been in office, we have removed over 240 known terrorists, people that are on the terrorist watch list that we have picked up and removed from this country already because of his leadership and his focus on law and order. So I'm just so grateful for him that he recognizes the danger that we're in this country and know that there are many more out there that we still have to make sure that we're removing to keep our country safe. So many times when we talk about national security, we talk about it from beyond our borders. We have people in this country living here who hate us, who want to destroy us, that President Trump is determined to remove. And that's one of the examples of the success that our investigators and our law enforcement have been able to have. What I would say about the Maud family and their ability to stand here today and know these criminal charges have been dropped, I'm extremely grateful and overwhelmed by the blessings of that, but I am still heartbroken at what they had to go through. I cannot imagine what their nights were like, tucking their kids into bed, wondering if they were going to get to wake them up the next morning, because they didn't know when the next Forest Service or law enforcement official would show up in tactical gear at their door and just take them away. They threatened to take them away from their children because of this dispute that this family did nothing wrong and fully cooperated on. So I just think about those nights they went through, the financial hardships that they went through trying to figure out what their future was. I'm grateful we're here where we are today, but let it be a lesson to all of us that we should put ourselves in their shoes for 5 minutes and think about what they went through and ensure and promise to ourselves that it never happens again.
Amen. Well said. Yes, sir. In the blue.
And this will be last question.
So, Max Cotton with Gray Media. This is also for Secretary Noem. We're talking a lot about government agents showing up. Well, an Oklahoma family of American citizens recently said that ICE agents showed up at their door and raided their house, and they said, quote, traumatized them and took their belongings, including their life savings and electronics. What's being done to ensure that American citizens aren't raided by ICE?
Now, I will tell you that every single case that we are tackling right now is based on a case that has built up over much research, enforcement, information from different branches, whether it be local, state's attorneys, U.S. attorneys, the DEA, ATF, the cooperation that we're seeing at the local and state level to build the cases of where we go and what we do to interdict criminals is done and done properly. So, every single specific situation I can't speak to directly, but I will tell you that I trust that the work that is being done appropriately, and that when we are interdicting certain individuals, it's because of the perpetuating crimes that they have conducted throughout their communities and throughout their states and country.
Great. Thank you all very much. Thank you for coming today. Thank you all who joined us. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the second.
Absolutely. Yeah,